Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
Ireland continues to kind of influence the world with its words and its use of language. There's a big report there last week about the Oxford English Dictionary and a lot of kind of Irish terms that are in there. For example, spice bag. Spice bag's in there. Ludramon is in there, which is a lazy person, isn't it? Ludramon. A lazy, unproductive or stupid person, especially a man, by the way. There you go. A Ludramon. Maybe there's such a thing as a Ludra woman as well. I don't know. My favourite one, though, is the use of the word mineral. Mineral. Irish mineral. We always say, I'll go down and get a bottle of mineral. Well, we don't really say it anymore, but it's basically a soft drink, a mineral, carbonated soft drink. And it's used both in Irish English and also West African English for some reason. They drink minerals, same as we do. And of the word blaz in there as well. And I've got John Milan on the line. We're going live to Waterford now. He's on the line. John, blaz in the Oxford Dictionary there now. You must be delighted with yourself. Are you all together?
Yeah, how is it going, Ian, boy? It's a proud day for Waterford and, you know, getting the old blah into the dictionary there. I'd say 65 years we've been campaigning for it there, you know. And, you know, we're still only starting, Ian, because the campaign continues, the work continues, because we're getting, you know, a load of more words there, you know, on the campaign trail that we want to get in, you know, other great Waterford words. We want to get into that dictionary there next year. All the dictionaries, Ian.
Which words do you want to, which ones do you, which
reason? Well, at the moment, Ian, we're campaigning for Gallibander there to get in there.
What? Gallibander.
Gallibander.
Yeah, what's that?
Gallibander. Do you not know Gallibander?
No.
It's kind of a Waterford catapult, Ian.
Right.
Sort of like, you know, it's sort of a slingshot, you know. It take your eye out from 50 yards. Like, they might say Tony was stalling the head off his lack outside the Golden Fry there. When didn't he get a shunt of a Gallibander in the eye? Or... So, great word, Ian. And Shellachie Bookie is another one.
Shellachie Bookie. What's that again?
That's sort of a snail, Ian.
Ah, yes. I remember that from the Clancy Brothers. Shellachie Bookie.
That's Waterford, Ian. You find that out the back strand in Tramore. Like, when I was reaching the end of my career there, Dan Shanahan and Austin Gleeson used to be calling me a Shellachie Bookie. Bunch of gowls.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Well, listen, thanks very much. Best of luck now. Continue the quest, John. Very good.
No bother, boy.
Dahi O'Shea is there as well. Go ahead, Dahi.
Well, Ian, I've been trying to campaign. Fair play to John Milan for getting it in. But I've been trying to campaign to get the word skelp into the dictionary for years now.
Right. And what exactly is skelp?
I've been saying it to you for years, Ian. Do you not know what skelp is?
Yeah. What?
Well, skelp is anything you want it to be. Right. So skelp means to horse, for example. So there's a point. Skelp it down there, by. Or you can skelp into an old meal, like I'm skelping into a casserole every day and Maura Duran is looking over at me and I'm skelping it down. So to swally food, like.
Skelp.
Or to give something a try. You know, to attempt something.
Yeah.
You can give it an old skelp. Sure, skelp it. Yeah. Have a go. Give it a skelp.
Nice.
Or if you're dating a girl for the first time, you could say, give her an old skelp. Will you leave that there? We won't say what that means at all. But or if you get a shock. If you get a shock.
Shock.
Skelp! That's it. That's it. Or admiring something or something or someone or maybe a woman or a man for the first. Oh, skelp. It can actually mean anything, Ian.
Right.
Beautiful word. Beautiful word.
Beautiful word. And even
get
when
it
you
into
say
the dictionary.
Beautiful word in terms of words, it's skelp.
Skelp.
As in beautiful. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Beautiful skelp.
I notice you've got your posh Dahi O'Shea voice on there today.
Well, that's my explaining voice, Ian. That's my teacher voice there.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.